Hey, it's Richie and Wes.
He's Richie.
And he's Wes.
And this is our show.
I'm having microphone.
Are you okay? Where's our assistant? Are you okay? What is going on?
Okay, this is why I usually wear kind of an oversized sleeveless shirt whenever I record the show.
Oh, that's true. You have sleeves
today.
Those
of you listening don't see me, but I usually have sleeveless.
Yeah, that's right.
It's
that's what's
baggier.
Different about you today.
Today, my shirt is a little more form-fitting, and I have sleeves on. And because my muscles be popping, I
so
just
the mic.
popped the mic right off my shirt.
That is hilarious.
By
oh my
mere
god, I'm in love.
Flex of my pectorals. Welcome back. We are a shady Hollywood podcast.
Oh boy.
Do we ever get tired of it?
No. Actually. But that's fun. There's wine involved.
There's wine. We could talk shit about people.
Exactly.
And our own lives. I'd love to start with a personal anecdote.
Yes.
Aside from my, apparently, my upper body routine isn't
right.
working. So I live in a complex where we do have a shared, like, laundry room situation, whatever. Which is fine. I've never really had a difficult time with that. Whatever. Would in-unit be great? Sure. So I'm doing my laundry. I have the whole room to myself. I'm finishing up. I have my stuff coming out of the dryer.
Yeah.
It's done. Okay. Side story. I have a little pair of like camping travel silverware.
Yeah.
That can like fold.
Yeah.
Up.
Uh-huh.
They're really cute.
Oh no.
I open the dryer.
Oh no.
And I see this little metal pin. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And then I see another one.
Oh god.
And then I see the end of the butter knife that's been dislocated from
Jesus.
So all the little joints where they folded in half had just been
had
like,
just gone
goodbye, and like thrown silverware all over my laundry. No damage was done to anything. I mean, they're...
Except for the silverware, that's just now broken into 5,000 pieces.
And so I'm like, that's so weird. And right as I'm figuring out like what it even is, one of my neighbors, my hot neighbor, my really hot...
You have a hot neighbor?
Yes, remember the one you saw that was like, who was that?
Oh, yeah, I totally forgot about him, yes.
He's like this really hot influencer guy, I totally forget his name, but... I did one find him just randomly scrolling one time. Like, he's kind of that, like...
Okay, got you.
And he is so hot, you guys. And right as he came in, I'm like, about to, like, smile and say something, but what happens? Half of a spoon drops to the floor.
Oh, my God. This is great.
And he's like, and I'm like, and I just picked up that spoon.
Like, that's like out of a rom-com.
I was like, oh, I was wondering where I put that.
Oh, my goodness. I love it.
So that's my life.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, speaking of influencers.
Mm.
Jesus, did you know that... There are still no protections for child influencers yet. Like those family influencer situations.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
but isn't that like work for kids? Aren't there labor laws that could be applied?
Not yet.
What?
Only Illinois.
Because
and
they're working on it.
Yeah, they're working on it, but they still haven't passed anything at all, which is absolutely horrible. And this person who is going by the name of Vanessa... Because she wants her, you know, identity to be kept secret. She's now 18, and she did an interview with Cosmo about how it was because she was featured prominently in her mother's videos. Woof! She said that she had brand deals with Disney, Huggies, and when she got her period, her mom made her do sponsorship deals for menstrual products, which she found mortifying.
Oh my God! Can you imagine?
Right.
Being a young girl and forced to talk about your period to, like, millions of people.
Exactly. When she turned 18, she got no money, which she expected because she said her mom always told her that their earnings were going towards basic survival.
Girl.
Oh, yes. There's.
I mean, she got a point. At her basic survival.
Yeah, literally. Her basic fucking survival.
Of living at a higher echelon of luxury. But wow.
Yes. Like, how nuts is that?
I would have thought child labor laws would apply. I would have thought. But then again, how are they checking that?
Exactly. You can't.
Yeah, how are they checking that child?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah. I guess they're working on it. So where if your kids are featured, you have to put that money into a trust, and they're going to check on it, which, you know, they're probably not going to. But
well, at least that the kids have some kind of retribution when they do get old enough to claw back anything that they might still have or something. You know, that's why that should be done for sure. Yeah, you can't really regulate how often,
because there's so many fucking of those, like, and.
So many.
Yeah, unless you're, like, literally tracing what money's going in, and which is fluctuating every single fucking month, because maybe something will go viral all of a sudden, and you only had 300 views, and now you have 3 million views out of nowhere, and it's...
Yeah, well, and how do you know, based on a account that might post, what, once a day?
Yeah.
Or 5 times a day? Okay, the videos are 30 seconds long.
There are thousands of these people out there.
Right, but you don't know how much went into that video.
Yeah.
It could have been just 30 seconds they recorded that video.
Exactly.
That time. So how do you like calculate all that shit? It reminds me immediately of, I know this went viral a few months ago, I think. One of those, you know, mom influencers or momsters? Yeah. Momsters. She's a momster.
She's a momster. That works.
Was like, oh yeah, we're going to Disneyland and this is just going to be a vacation for us and the kids. And so we're keeping it really light with our, you know, social media.
Oh, I remember this, yes.
And showed a motherfucking spreadsheet.
Yes.
That was as concise
insane.
As anything I've seen, having been on.
Down to, like, the half hour.
Yes. And they were working.
Yes.
I was like, what the hell kind of vacation is this for anybody?
Not one.
What?
Yeah. I guess there is, like, an influencer family who I guess are already rich, though. But they've set up Save his accounts for both their kids who appear in their videos, so that's good for them. There are some good, you know, people out there. This one influencer dad, I guess, eventually decided to pull his kids from his video, and he said that just to put into the gambit of money that's to be made with these kids and the sponsorships and the ad revenue, once he pulled his kids from his video, he went from $100,000 in sponsorship deals to zero, because company only wanted to post with his kids.
Damn.
So these kids need to be paid.
The kids need to be paid, but I also feel
like... And
stop
forcing them to do this bullshit.
Why are we monetizing children?
Thank you. That's insane.
Yeah.
Like, I get if you have a kid who wants to dance, they want to put up a bunch of dance videos, or they're into gymnastics, you want them to, like, to record that, and then you want to post it, whatever. But the skits and the perfectly timed, why just get ready for the day? Which, clearly, there's a camera already set up there while you're pretending to wake up and getting... It's like, come on.
It just weirds me out. And not only that, but I really think about, even for myself on social media, like... Don't think it's hard to figure out, like, who I really am.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Westerfer is not that great of a code name. You know, it's not like... I don't think people would have a hard time if they really wanted to. Like, what kind of security risk you're involving for these kids. You're also at this point now, too, because the internet fucking remembers everything.
Oh, yes.
So... Anyone that has pictures online at this point, we can all be AI.
Uh-huh.
We can all have ChatGPS living lives for us. We could have a whole army of ourselves somewhere else. So these kids that are growing up, like, who knows what's going to happen to their lives and futures and identities, putting themselves out there like that.
So give these kids a chance to grow up.
Yeah.
Like, putting your kids at, like, age 3 in fucking videos, that's just weird.
It's just strange to me, and it's... If you want to be a mommy blogger, then be a mommy blogger. But you don't need to have your fucking kids in there.
Not at all.
That's weird. Oh.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. But then, of course, you get into the whole child acting thing. And,
At least there's a contract.
They really want to do it. Oh, they really want to do it.
At least there's a contract for that, at least.
Yeah, the horse
That's
really
the
wants
the one
to
silver
race.
Lining, but... Yeah,
well. Speaking of child acting and shit like that. Okay, so the Oscars was like a week ago, but the Oscars actually started out as kind of like a reward system scheme that the studios came up with, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer came up with. They had 12 original categories, and they felt that if the actors and producers and all the directors and everybody felt like they were being recognized for their incredible achievement, that they wouldn't unionize and ask for more money.
Oh my God, that's ridiculous. That is
insane. All a fucking scam. Obviously, it has become something else.
Yes, things do evolve and grow and whatnot. And there is a union, a shitty one, but it's still a union.
Hey, they just got some stuff that they wanted.
They did some, but they're still, now it's going to video games. I just met at my stepsister's get-together that I was blessed to go to this weekend. One of our friends is in video games, and he's talking about the strikes that they're doing because they're doing so many things and not paying people well enough for the voiceover work that they're doing.
Well, we're going to talk about oversight, ways it's regulated, and how big they are now, how fast they're making them work, and the games that they're punching out all the time. Like, these guys are, like, working like crazy.
Insane. And half the shit isn't working right now. I guess The Sims 4 came out, and it has, I guess, it for some people, it just won't work at all. You can, I guess, I don't play video games, but this is what I'm reading, so correct me if I'm wrong, I'm paraphrasing. Mm-hmm. I guess, like, in build mode, where you're, like, building your homes and stuff like that, that still works fine. But the actual Sims themselves don't do the things you're telling them to do, and then when you, and I guess it's better if you don't upgrade, because they have you upgrade your patches and all these things, get these extra things, then the game becomes unusable. And they haven't even addressed this. And they keep releasing new packs. But people keep buying them, thinking that maybe it's going to be a fix or something. It's just ridiculous. I'm just like, my gosh.
Yeah.
Just insane.
I really feel like there's going to sort of be like AI patches to that stuff, and it'll get even crazier and crazier and crazier.
Especially with the voices. Like, who's going to need voiceover work now? You can just take they're already doing with fucking songs that sound like the artist. Speaking is going to get very easy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just ridiculous. Because
we'll just send our notes to an AI and I'll do the podcast.
Right?
For us.
Seriously, I'm like, what? Could you? We probably could.
There's no way it would be as funny. And if it drew us, we'd have our fingers would be all fucked up. So, what it is about AI and fingers? But it never works out right.
No, it does not.
Yeah, I think there's still I do still think AI can be a tool that we can use, but the way people are using it is so broad and lazy. It's just
like that damn Wonka experience.
Oh my God. Oh man. Oh, just to tap back to the Oscars, honestly, the only thing I even notice about the Oscars, two things. One, my friends that go and people that I know that go and people that brag about on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And two, how it fucks up LA traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, pivot to my next topic, the LA Marathon.
Oh, I'm so happy I don't have to deal with that this year. Being, losing my job has been the greatest week ever, quite honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I'm now
burning more bridges. I'm telling you.
And it wasn't even a bridge burn. They're still going to be a good reference. Ooh. But I have now weaned myself off of my normal panic in the morning to check emails and see what happened and see what sales are and monitor them throughout the day and like, I have to write up and blah, blah. I'm like, oh my God, I don't got to do the schedule. I don't have to worry about staggering people in for LA Marathon that falls on St. Patrick's Day. I don't have to be there for St. Patrick's. I can go out on St. Patrick's Day?
Who decided to put together one of the country's largest marathons on the same day as St. Patrick's Day?
I'm like, they could have.
Is that always the case? No.
No, it's not.
No, definitely
not. No, St. Patrick's Day is the one that moves. LA Marathon stays consistent.
Y'all.
It just happened to be a double whammy. That they were missing me on doing that schedule, though.
Well, it happens to run directly by my house.
Yes, this is, it does.
I'm pointing
at the bisector.
Podcast. Yeah, I know we're a podcast, but I'm pointing to this is the route right here.
A third of a block. No, a fourth of a block away.
I could kick something that far.
Literally, yes.
The
Please don't do that. I don't want to see you on the news.
No. The route goes right here. And of course, as a resident, you know it's coming up. You know, basically, here's if you live, as I do, south of Sunset, that day, you don't go north.
Yeah.
You don't. You don't make plans to go to the valley.
Nope.
You don't try to go.
It's not going
to
happen.
You don't try. No. Don't do it. You travel south or you just stay your ass at home.
Yep, that's it.
That's it. If you live north of Sunset, stay there.
You're not going south. You're not going anywhere.
You have to drive all the way to fucking Santa Monica
right?
to get to the end. The other end is way fucking down here, like fucking downtown or something. Or sleep in, let it pass you up. They're actually pretty quick at this point. They've gotten really good at cleaning that shit up. Like that last runner is like, and someone's behind them with a broom.
30 minutes later, that shit's open.
Someone's behind him with a broom. So the only downside truly of that is that there is so much trash and those cups just somehow proliferate all the way down.
And then imagine fucking St. Patrick's
Day. Right. So it just makes the neighborhood like so trashed. And that really kind of sucks. But what is fun is people who are probably on their third, fourth, fifth attempt to cross Sunset Boulevard and are making panicked and crazed 8-point U-turns on the street to try to fly down to wherever they think they're going to go.
That's true.
That's actually very amusing, I will say.
You're evil. Oh my God, I can't. Oh my goodness.
Speaking of evil.
What?
Oh, I don't know. I thought that was your next.
Oh, I actually was. But actually, yeah, speaking of evil, have you heard about this fucking weirdo-ass cult leader?
How do I know?
We've been doing this far too long. Like, we don't plan any of these segues. It's just we just know what's going to happen. Well, speaking of evil, did you hear about this crazy-ass cult leader that just got sentenced to life in prison?
Which one?
Oh my God. His name is Elegio Bishop.
Okay.
He's a fucking weirdo. He was in this, polygamy cult that he had these girls and they were doing videos for him and like advertising to like recruit more girls and all this shit. He had this cringy video, trigger warnings, sexual assault, and pedophilia.
Gross.
He was on live bragging about how bodies are bodies and it doesn't matter how old you are and he'll be fucking his wife. And his son will be there next to them sleeping.
What?
And he'll finish and he'll be laying there and he'll let his son touch his penis because that's a part of his body. And if he says no, then he's going to be ashamed of his body. He's like, whoa, what?
This fool tried to
fire his lawyer. The lawyer's just there, highlighting shit, probably like, please do. I am done with this, because please do.
Oh my God.
Saying that he's afraid that he's going to get COVID, and the judge is like, okay, well, you can't do this mid-trial. I'm about to do my sentencing, so if you want to go step into, we have another room over there that has a speaker and a microphone, but this doesn't prolong your sentencing. You firing him means that you have every right to do that on the spot, but that means that you're going to be defending yourself, and that's a very stupid idea. That means that no witnesses that you have can come forward, that you're representing yourself solely. And he kept going. It was like a 6-minute back and forth. Finally goes in the thing, and she was like life in prison.
Keith Raniere? Is that what he said his name?
No. Oh. How'd you get that?
Oh, I don't know.
Elegio Bishop. It's like Eli Geo as one word.
Because there's so and last name many Bishop. That I was looking
I'm like,
it
what the? Who the fuck is that? Someone
else's name came up.
It's like Eli and Geo, one word. Yeah.
No, I found that one too.
Yeah. But fucking nuts. But the judge was like, you know, and I knew something big was coming because I was just watching it and I was like, oh shit. What? Because she said, I hope that, you know, your victims will, you know, hopefully one day heal because you cause irreparable damage to these people. And I hope that this sentencing helps them heal. I'm like, oh, she's going to give him life. She's going to give him life. And sure enough, life and then some.
On
other charges.
Yeah, life plus like 10 years or something.
With no possibility of parole. And she was like, also, you are not to benefit monetarily from anything about this story. No book deals, no movie deals, no nothing.
Carbon Nation Group. I never heard anything about this.
There's some, I mean, you never hear about cults, so they fucking find out and they go to trial, really.
Well, see, I haven't been watching my court TV lately, so that's probably why.
Oh my God, speaking of more fucking drama with men, did you hear about this X-Files situation?
X-Files,
X-Men, shit.
X-Files. Oh, yes, it just kind of
Oh my God. Okay,
it's coming out, yeah.
Okay, so that the showrunner for the new X-Men 97 animated series has been fired.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I had someone, a source, slide into my DMs and show me some proof about a conversation, and then he's wiped all of his socials clean
right,
at this point.
Right, he deleted his Instagram.
Yes, but he said he had an OnlyFans. They probably found out about it.
Oh, no.
Well, the plot gets deeper. Because I was on my forum, oh no, they didn't talk on, and I was like, well, someone told me, I'm not going to say who, but I also saw proof of an actual conversation between the two of them, even him congratulating them, you know,
yeah.
He had an OnlyFans, so Disney probably found it, you know, morality clauses and whatnot. Right. But then someone was like, oh, that's already been out there. So I guess in 2022, there was an article about him when he became the showrunner. And it was like, things about this sexy, blah, 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 blah. Right. And it said he has an OnlyFans, but it was non-explicit and free OnlyFans. So I'm like, So then someone else dropped a big bomb. He was fired from The Witcher for physically and verbally abusing people. On the set.
Ew.
So I'm like,
y'all?
So we were, everyone, and then they started putting out that it was because of OnlyFans, and I was like, are we sure it's not about this?
Yeah. No, because I guess I feel like everyone has had an OnlyFans or subscribes to one, so who gives a shit? But.
Yeah, so I'm leaning towards the abusive thing, probably an issue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Why can't anyone act right? What is wrong with y'all?
We all get frustrated, but there's no need to pop off on people left and right. And physically, yeah, because he tried to call out something about that show.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the writers popped up and said, wow, this person pretty much, and I'm paraphrasing, has a big falls for being unceremoniously fired for being physically and verbally abusive to everyone, and everyone wanted you out. It's really interesting that you're talking about the show that you're no longer a part of. When you exited in that manner.
You know. Yeah. I've been mad a few times and I've snapped a few times.
Oh, I snapped a couple of times.
But.
In the most professional ways I possibly can.
I was just going to say, even in those moments, I'm really hyper aware of the fact that I'm snapping a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not going to say you're a fucking idiot and blah, blah, blah. Like, none of that.
No, but it's just clear that I'm. Pissed.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. But physically, Amal, that was what really stood out to me. Amal.
What?
I mean, there are a lot of things you can say that maybe you are used to saying,
or
and people can
misconstrue. Yeah, exactly.
People can misconstrue that as verbal abuse because you know they may be a little more sensitive than you, and you may be a little more hardened than they are. That's a kind of a gray area in some aspects.
Sure.
Not
being derogatory, so
exactly. But physically, I'm like, that's you put your hands in somebody, you push somebody, got in someone's face and pushed. Like that's a
no.
Yeah, child.
That's never that's a one strike rule. That's not something that is.
You don't get to touch me.
You distance after one.
Yep.
No. Because other things, sure, maybe one is a warning shot, but by two, it's kind of a pattern.
Yeah.
You know, three, it's the truth.
Yes, 100%.
So I would by one or two, by one for sure, physical.
Definitely.
You got to disconnect. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm kind of a two strikes person at this point.
I'm like.
With anything else. We don't need to get to three.
No.
Let's see what's going on. I see
you're lucky you're still alive at one.
I see the future. I am like Madam Web.
Oh, Lord.
Speaking of Madam Web.
I knew this was coming. Is it what I think it is?
I'm not. I am tempted to watch this movie as soon as it comes on to.
Something free.
Streaming, something free. But, okay, so this dog shit film that they decided to rewrite after Dakota Johnson signed on. Mm. And who did they call in to rewrite it? The man who gave them the Morbius script, which was universally as
you don't remember that?
Panned.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. Truly was. Yeah. And I actually watched the movie. It wasn't that terrible, but it certainly wasn't
of the quality that we're used to seeing.
It could have been so much cooler.
Yeah.
It just could have been way, way, way cooler. But yeah, a lot of it was just roll it down. Well, supposedly, so after all that, Sony, after Dakota's press tour for the movie, and which, quite honestly, was the only reason that I think anyone even talked about the film or potentially saw it, even though she said it was dog shit and never saw it herself. I kind of wanted to see it after seeing her not care about being in the movie. I thought it was really, really funny. I thought it was actually brilliant marketing, the fact that she kind of was like, yeah, well, I'm in this film.
Yeah.
Sony's mad at her.
Mm-hmm.
Because the movie obviously flopped. But again, we told you this before the movie ever came out. And so did everyone else.
Very true.
If you have been anywhere and talked to anyone.
Very true. See, I'm all about speaking your truth. Don't get me wrong. I'm all about being self-deprecating. My only issue with this is that she's a fucking Nepo baby and she'll be fine regardless.
That is very
true. And if those other newcomers that are in that movie can smile and act like the fucking movie's the best thing in the goddamn world, then you know what? For fucking 4 weeks, so can she.
Mm-hmm. No, I get that. Absolutely.
That's the only thing I have wrong with that.
Yeah, I think if they were smart, you know, those girls got their next projects lined up just by having this on their resume, etc. I hope that for them.
Like, to me, that just seems a little selfish, but that's just me.
Yeah, I totally get that. Absolutely.
It's like, girl, you have millions of dollars already. Like, some of these people are thirsting for their next role, possibly. Like, just play along with the fucking... This movie's amazing.
Yeah.
Artists do it all the time. They record songs all the time. They go fucking big, and they're never like, oh my god, this song is shit. It's like, no, I gotta promote this, so... Oh my god, yeah, I love this song, and it was so great recording it, blah, blah, blah. And then 10 years later, oh my god, I fucking hated that, but you know what?
I think with her, though, like, the fact that she didn't know any of the Spider-Man movie names, I think that's funny, though. I don't think
that part is true, yes. Exactly, yeah. I think there's a way to go about it.
Right, but I think, like, having open disdain for the film, perhaps, at this point.
Do that after
opening weekend.
Do it after the fact.
But I do appreciate the fact that she is completely bonkers.
Oh, 100%. Definitely. She seems like the girl that I would probably like with like one or two glasses of wine, but would probably annoy the shit out of me and be batshit drunk and crazy after like the third and fourth. And I'd be like, okay, so I'm just going to leave. Are you okay? I'm going to get you an Uber home because you're driving me fucking nuts.
Push her into an Uber.
And you are embarrassing the shit out of me right now. And
get her home. And then, I think it would be definitely one of those time limit kind of relationships. Yes.
Maybe a dinner with a bunch of other people.
A dinner
around.
Or just like,
and you can sit across from me.
We're
just
having a pre-drink here before we go to
bed. Yeah, that's about it.
Whatever,
And there's already a plan to go somewhere else and send her ass home, even though she thinks everyone else is going home. But nah, she's going home and we are going out to actually have a good time. If you know what I'm talking about, then you know.
Remember that time she locked those people in the coffee shop?
That was her? Oh my fucking goodness.
Out of her purse.
I did not put two and two. Sorry if I'm loud, guys. I did not put two and two together.
It was her, right? Yeah, it was her.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so apparently she wanted to make her own drink. And
I remember, I believe you because you remember nothing about people. So if you're saying this, that is definitely her.
She was very adamant that she should be able to go behind the counter at this coffee shop and make her own drink. Right. And they were like, bitch, you literally cannot do that. And so as she left, she somehow, out of her purse, produced a rope.
Like she's fucking Wonder Woman or Xena.
Tied the fucking door shut.
And the local handy woman just having some tools in her Birkin bag.
And they had to employ the help of some passerby to get them out.
Oh my goodness, I can't. Jesus.
There's someone who needs a reality show.
There we go, yes.
You know?
100%,
that
I agree.
I would want, because that would be completely unhinged to one
person. Yes. Oh,
if it was, like, at all real. If there was just any hint of actually following her around. Like, I truly want to be a fly on the wall for that
shit. Yes, because you know she's fucking nuts.
Completely. Because what we see is, like, what's supposedly controlled.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so you know who else is nuts? Or what is nuts, I should say. Did you know that there seems to be a Lady Bunny / RuPaul feud? Friends of like 35 years?
Who said that?
Lady Bunny herself, basically. So I've been doing a lot of... So I watch a lot of YouTube, as y'all all know.
Mm-hmm.
And this caught my eye, because this was maybe like 2 years ago. She was on Monet Exchange. One of the drag queens has a show. called The Exchange Rate. That's on YouTube. Mm-hmm. It's filmed like in Times Square somewhere in New York. And she has different people on there.
Yeah.
Well, she was saying things that I've said about Drag Race before, because she, Monet brought up that Lady Bunny's, I think, only been on Drag Race once, but she's a running theme on the show. Everyone mm-hmm. knows who she is.
Yeah, of course. She is a drag legend. Yeah,
exactly.
Truly, yeah.
And she was saying, you know, like, how do you think about Drag Race? She's like, you know, it's so fun seeing my, you know, a friend I grew up with and, you know, all these things. But, you know, she's like, it's a little weird for me because you see, and I've said this before on the show, like, and I said this about Top Model, like, you see things that, like, you know, how is a lip sync the deciding factor if someone goes home? Like, drag queens lip sync, drag queens, not all drag queens make their own fucking clothes. She's all, but even then, you know, not all drag queens are going to be up on a fucking acting challenge on a boat and doing, like, it's all these crazy things go on, and then them actually being what they are, authentically are, is what gets them sent home.
Right.
That just seems backwards to me. She's like, I get it, it's a show. But you would think there'd be more performances for the show outside of the actual gimmicks for the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, that's, oh, she's talking about Donna about RuPaul. It's a little weird. Well, then just the other day, she, because RuPaul just released a book and is going on a tour, like a press tour on it right now. And she said that, she, you know.
Another autobiography. I think this is three.
Right. And said.
Here's some more about my life.
And Lady Bunny took a very long Instagram rant, but said, you know, I look forward to reading it, but I haven't yet. You know, I know that Ru just released a book. But she's like, one thing that out of the excerpts that were sent to me that I found kind of appalling was that RuPaul talked about having a doomsday bunker in case something happens because humans are ruining the earth and the nation and blah, 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 blah. She's like, but then in the same breath, you talk about you're fracking. And so basically fuck everyone else because you're rich enough to create something to shelter yourself and keep you and your family safe, while the rest of us are up here left to die for the things that you're contributing to the environment. I was like, whoa. Oh?
She got a point.
I mean, she doesn't have a point. I mean, she does not have a point. Yes.
Look, we have talked about RuPaul many times on this show. I absolutely respect RuPaul 100%. The audacity, the personality, and they've also had a working relationship with these two guys who they met many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like the 80s when they met.
Yeah.
And they basically have been the ones who propelled RuPaul to all sorts of fame. But, and there have been times where he's definitely not been working or doing much.
Yes.
Most of his wealth that he has now, and of course all the acclaim and the Emmys, that's all from Drag Race.
Yes.
All of that is super respectable.
It is.
Yet also at the same time.
But two things can be true simultaneously.
We have both heard, and we live in fucking LA. I mean,
I know
we're complaining about the Oscars traffic, for Christ's sake. I know people who have been on the queens
from the first four seasons because I grew up with them and helped some of them get in the drag for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
They know my actual government name, which none of y'all know.
And then to hear how fair weather the situation can be. If you're not doing something for me, then you're not really part of my friend anymore.
Yeah.
Like that kind of shit. Because wasn't it
Delta?
Yeah, Delta went off on that whole thing.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, she's like, I thought I was signing on to be, you know, a makeup and, you know, hairstylist. And you realize you signed up to be her best friend when she wants a best friend. And if you're not there for her or something interferes with that, then bam, you're no longer part of the circle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on with that, but that was this is a long rant.
Yeah. I'm sure more will come
out. Oh, yeah, but oof. Yeah, Lady Bunny. I mean, Lady Bunny's never been one to mince words in general.
No.
Not at all. She's hilarious and just kind of says it how she means it, no matter whose feelings are hurt, but it always comes from a genuine place for the most part. I mean, founder of Wigstock.
Yeah.
Documentaries on Netflix.
Yeah, Lady Bunny's doing her own thing.
Oh, yes.
I don't know. I mean, people might be like, oh, she's jealous because RuPaul's so famous or whatever. But, like, it just, like, she really has her own trajectory.
Her own lane.
Like you said, she created Wigstock. Yes. She's been producing.
She said she's been asked plenty of times to be on Drag Race, and she said no. Lady Bunny's doing just fine.
Yeah, she's doing her own thing.
Exactly.
So I don't, perhaps there could be jealousy for certain things, but I just don't really see that as the only or the motivating factor.
Hell, if anything, Rue might be jealous of her because she can just be successful on her own right and not have all the spotlight on her all the time and criticism. That can happen.
Well, and
especially when you're in too deep, as far as RuPaul is, it's not like you just say, no, I'm done.
Right. Well, also, like, how many people would be globally famous if two very connected producers said, we're going to make you a star, kid.
Right.
Hook up with us. Yes. And, you know, our whole company will be basically formed around getting you jobs, creating jobs for you. I mean, that's how Drag Race was even created. Was there, like, okay, well, what are we going to do? RuPaul needs a job.
Yes. So let's try to revamp a top model and put some drag queens in there, throw some Vaseline on the lens, and let's go. And luckily the talent was there, and it was all very entertaining.
And again, the work was there, effort was there, the concept is there. I'm not knocking that in any way.
No, because you can pick anyone off the street and do those things and put them on camera, and they could be dull.
Exactly.
Let's be honest. You know. Yeah, so we're not saying that at all. You have to be entertaining, and you have to have something going for you to even exist in that environment.
And you do need help to get to that echelon. Yes. You ain't doing that by yourself. But not everyone has had that favor.
Exactly. Or been that lucky, even if they had those favors going on.
Yeah. Okay, here's a mystery that I'm going to presume, even though we're recording a little bit early. Here's another prediction I'm going to make. People are going to continue to talk about Kate Middleton.
Oh my God, yes.
Since she will apparently not be having any kind of public appearance until like June or July, which was supposed to be on Easter. And the only reason I even bring this up, because honestly, who cares about the royal family and all these things? But the sheer hysteria that has transpired. And so it has brought out everyone's inner detective, what have you, as to what all these fucking theories about what's going on, when the only facts we actually know is that she has some health issues going on.
Yeah.
That's why she has not been seen by anybody. Mm-hmm. Yes, she was supposed to be around for Easter. That is not going to happen now. It's going to be later on.
Yeah.
Everything else is sheer wild speculation.
The only thing that caught my eye, only thing, was that today there was a picture of her, I guess, in a car. Mm-hmm. And this graphics artist was like, hold on, I've seen her in this pose before, and looked up an old picture and literally showed how this picture matched up perfectly.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, okay, now I'm a little bit interested. Not that interested. I'll just follow whenever she starts trending.
But I think a lot of photos of the same person are going to line up.
True. But it was a weird angle. Everything matched up perfectly as to where you could be like, boom, 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 boom. And it was from the back. It wasn't from the front. It was a from the back to the side, same hat type situation, which I was all, eh.
Yeah. Well, it's also just that the obviously very upper crust nature of the firm is to always keep things very close to the vest.
Yes.
And they're not just going to be putting things out there.
Exactly.
And obviously they're going to wait until things have passed and are over before they're really telling anyone.
I just want to know if she got a fucking BBL. That's it.
Why is that the rumor?
Because it takes that long for someone to heal. That's why. That's all I want to know. Does she have a dump truck now or not? That's all I want to know.
I kind of dove into a few of the comments about everything that was going on. And what really floors me is the sheer, and the only reason I bring this topic up, by the way, is the sheer delusion of people and how people have sort of ascribed all of these powers to the queen. Like, she was the one holding everything together.
Yes.
Oh, she was the one that kept the family in check. Oh, she was the one really calling the shots. Bitch, how are you calling the shots if you wake up and someone hands you a schedule of your day? Sure, maybe she had the meemaw power of being, like, approving or disapproving of what you did, and you wanted to please your grandma, who also happened to be the queen, or whatever. But holding it together What is she holding together? Prince Andrew's right? diddling around with everybody.
And holding together with what?
The whole thing with Prince Charles.
A paperclip and some goddamn like, scotch tape.
What is she holding together?
Not her own damn self, that's for damn sure.
No. Well, I mean, she's quite dead now. But also, it's just like, all of these things. Was she handling it all and keeping it together when Harry and Meghan left the family and moved away?
Let's be fucking for real for a second.
In charge of what? The only difference now is that she is dead and Charles is in charge.
Right.
And
oh,
no one fucking gives a shit about him or respects him or fears him.
Exactly.
So he's not going to run any kind of shit because exactly. no one fucking cares. What's he going to do? Invade somewhere?
Right.
No. Please. Mm-mm. So that's why I think people feel like maybe yes. the curtain has kind of, the curtain's always been down, bitch.
Exactly.
Oh, there have been so
every
many scandals over the years.
Please.
This is just one of many, 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 many things that have gone on over the years with them. The one thing about Kate, I will say, is like her robotic sensibilities. I will say if she could be present, she would be.
Uh-huh.
So something is clearly going on.
Yep.
Like, she has dedicated her life to this.
She has the whole Melania situation. Have we seen her?
Maybe they're run off together.
Right?
Hey, let's create a new conspiracy.
Maybe they're a lesbian couple somewhere. That'd be amazing. I would live for that.
Or a lesbian couple run off. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, but no. So I think... If she's really having health issues, y'all.
Just like, yeah. I just,
let her be. My God.
You know, I mean, I'm very touch and go with any of this because I just don't care that much.
Right.
X-Men I care about. Then people over yes. there, over the, across the pond, I don't give a shit.
Well, not only that, but it's just like, why are we prying into these? And again, the only reason I'm bringing it up, not because I really want to speculate about her health or what have you, is to point out how ludicrous yes. it is that it's CNN, ABC,
right.
NBC, like, really? MSNBC. This is top news
it's
all
ridiculous.
Over the world.
I can't.
That someone changed the color of a skirt or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, calm down.
That's all I got. What else you got?
Oh, the only other random thing that I have, and this is like just sort of a personal rant.
Buckle up.
Okay, so the other day, I have no idea why, but I got a bug up my ass that I was going to watch this old movie called Escape from New York.
Oh my God, I forgot all about that.
It's an 80s film.
Kurt Russell,
Kurt
right?
Kurt Russell, yeah. Young ass, fine ass,
yes.
hot ass Kurt Russell. And it's I think the, this is like very early 80s, so.
Yes.
Almost no CGI. In fact, the graphics they use for the computer graphics are very like 80s.
Total. All the green grids and
which
whatnot.
At the time was like.
Was fantastic.
Oh my God, we can make a square.
Yeah,
onto
literally.
The screen and
yes.
it glows. Like that was some big shit. So I remember as a kid, this movie was already old, but I would watch it with my dad because he had liked this movie or whatever.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I want to watch this movie. So the only way to see it was to get it on Tubi, which is a free thing
yes.
that you can sign up for.
Also, if you feel depressed, go watch one of the independent films on Tubi because you'll be cracking the fuck up within 5 minutes. The quality is ridiculous.
Awful yet amazing. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, there was a whole thread about one of those.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure you saw the meme with the baseball bat and the big titty lady.
Yes.
So Tubi for free, you can have an account where if you're watching something, it'll save your progress and all that same shit. It's just like any other streaming service, only
yeah.
it's free, but it does have commercials, which is fine. Except for the fact that I'm seeing a commercial.
Well, this is not where I saw this conversation going. About what?
I'm seeing a commercial for, and this on its surface, you're like, oh, this is fine. A game show that's on Tubi, hosted by Rob Lowe.
What?
Why am I seeing Rob Lowe hosting a game show on Tubi? What? Don't get me wrong, Rob Lowe can do whatever the fuck he wants to, and Tuca I will can say have this. Game shows, but why does it need to be, here's my rant, why does it need to be Rob Lowe? The fact that he's hosting a game show does not make me want to watch the game show anymore or less.
At all.
It's the concept of the game show that's always going to pull you in. If Rob wants to do it, maybe he's producing the show, I don't fucking know why he's there, but can we give some other people a chance? Like, I happened to watch the Troll movie the other day. By the way, love the Troll films. Except for one of the leads, Justin Timberlake.
Oh, God, here we go.
Why does he need to be in it?
Doesn't.
Give it to someone who's on a Broadway tour.
Thank you.
Give it to, why is Ricky Gervais got to be in it? Anna Kendrick alone could pull that movie in, all the press.
And there you go.
She's very charming. She's very talented. Everybody else, granted, the cast was amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole cast is great. It's like Zooey Deschanel. It's a great cast. But they already have established careers.
Yes.
Things that, and again, they should get money. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm glad they're making money. But why in an animated film for children, they don't care?
No.
They do not care.
It could be me voicing a fucking character. They would not fucking care. They don't.
They're not like, ooh, it's New Girl voicing this troll.
Right, no.
Whatever.
Fucking like, they don't even know who she is. Old.
Give somebody else a chance. I'm so sick of it.
I see commercials
all the time.
Yes.
Products all the time. All these different things, like random fucking shit. I see a billboard for like Elf Cosmetics.
Oh, yeah.
With the cast of Suits. I'm like, let somebody else have a chance.
Exactly.
Elf Cosmetics? Come on.
The cast of Suits is doing just fucking fine.
That's like CVS over-the-counter fucking shit. Don't get me wrong. It's good in a pinch.
Yes.
But why does it have to be? That is not making me want it anymore.
Exactly.
Show me a model that's using the product in a way that engages me.
Well, just
give somebody else a chance.
Exactly.
I seem so oversaturated. I'm so tired of seeing the same like core seven people.
Exactly.
That bothers me. So that's it. That's my rant.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I totally agree with you.
I don't need it. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out our sponsors and our show notes and save some money by using our coupon codes. Until next time,
goodbye.
Bye.